Welcome to Pick LJ Podcast, your official Gilmer Chamber podcast. Join us as we dive into local businesses and events that make Gilmer County special. Now let's find out what's happening in LJ today.
Everyone, welcome into the Pick LJ Podcast. I am joined again by a returning friend, Linda Lancaster with Friends of Harrison Park. Linda, welcome in. It's good to see you.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here today.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Before we get into anything specific, I just want to, for anybody who might not have heard our previous episodes, to kind of give them a quick reminder of what Friends of Harrison Park does in the community. So give us a brief overview of Friends of Harrison Park.
Okay, sure. Friends of Harrison Park is a nonprofit. We were formed about 5 or 6 years ago, and our objective, our mission is to help to improve Harrison Park, expanded in infrastructure and appearance, and also to encourage people to come and participate at the park by having various and sundry events at the park. Most of them are free because we really feel like the community needs a place that they can bring their families and children and just have a good day at the park without having to spend a lot of money.
And you guys are a certified 501c3, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, so let's go ahead and talk about some things coming up. I want to talk about a fun event, which is going to be your third year, I believe, your Sasquatch Strut.
Yes, it's our third year. It's the Sasquatch Strut 5K and Fun Run. We've had it for the last 2 years in April on Earth Day, but this year we're doing it the weekend after. So just mark April the 27th on your calendar. That'll be this year's event. You can sign up online. We have a new website called friendsofharrisonpark.com. Great name, I thought, for the Friends of Harrison Park. And we've done a lot of things to that website that will allow you to register online and find out about all the events that we've got. So that's the simplest thing to do. It's $35 and you get a free commemorative t-shirt if you sign up before the 20th of April.
So registration is at 7:30?
Registration is open at 7:30. And we'll start the run at 8:30.
Now, does this kind of go just around Harrison Park? Where's this going through?
Well, the route's kind of fun. We start out by doing a big loop around the inside park on the gravel trail. And then we go outside the park and circle all the way around McCutcheon Street, come back into the park, make a loop the other direction, and we end up running through the barn.
And this is, again, April 27th. Remind everybody one more time where they can go to start pre-registering for this.
You can register at our website, harrisonparklj.com. When you go onto the homepage, just click events, and you'll get the details there. I also wanted to mention, for those who aren't going to run but would like to come and watch or come with their family members, we will have a food truck there serving breakfast items. So nice. We've got something for everybody in the family.
Fun. And we love Sasquatch-themed things here.
Yeah, we've got a great idea this year for the medallion for each of our 14 age groups. We have a really cool medallion this year for the winners of those age groups, 10 under and up through 70s.
Okay. All right. Some things that you guys need. Again, you're a 501c3. There are some things that you guys need to help you continue doing what you're doing for the community. One of those is you need sponsorships. So how can people help you out with sponsorships?
We have five events that we're going to be doing this year, and we need season sponsors to help us manage the costs associated with putting on those events, since many of them are free to the community. And if you're interested in being a season sponsor, the easiest way would be just to drop me an email, and my email address is pretty easy to remember too. It's director@friendsofharrisonpark.com. And we'd be happy to talk to you about the different levels of sponsorship and make it easy for you to become a supporter of all the things that are going on at the park this year.
Well, that's okay. And you mentioned memberships. That's another thing that we want to get to is, so people can become a member, and what does that allow them to do?
If you become a member of Friends of Harrison Park, then you get regular communication from us about all of the events and activities at the park. We'll notify you of work days We'll let you know about all the events and give you advanced opportunities to purchase tickets. In addition, we're always doing fun activities just within the organization, and we want to make sure that those people who are interested in participating get that firsthand knowledge. We've got four different membership levels. There's an individual level. It's only $25. And we step up to a patron level, which is $500, with some levels in between. So hopefully that will fit for most everybody's financial situation.
And then even if they're not a member, can they donate?
Sure. We always will accept donations. And there's an opportunity on our website to sign up if you want to be a member, but also to just make a single donation to the organization. And those, of course, we always appreciate.
There's another event coming up, which is a while away from now. It's not going to be until June, but it is called Dining with the Fireflies. Can you give me a quick overview of what that is?
I'd love to. Yeah. This is our fourth annual Dining with Fireflies. And essentially, it's a gala, a dinner and silent auction event that's held in the park, which kind of makes it a bit unique. We bring out those big giant tents and set those up, and we have a beautiful appetizer table. We have all kinds of fabulous auction items, and we have a really lovely sit-down dinner that's provided by one of our local chefs. So it's a nice, nice evening. It's called Dining with Fireflies, and we actually do see fireflies just as it starts to get dark. So it really makes it a fun evening.
You run around, try to catch them in a jar?
Well, we haven't tried that yet, but what a great idea for an activity. A prize for who catches the most fireflies.
Yeah. No, we did that when I was a little kid, caught them in a jar. It's hard.
We're hoping to have more fireflies in the park now. You know, we just put in a wildflower meadow a couple years ago that's hopefully going to be the best and bloomiest meadow ever this year. It's beautiful. It's an acre and a half. We're still looking for raker volunteers, too. So if you're interested in that, let me know.
Well, Linda, I want to talk about some of the accomplishments that you had in 2023.
Yeah, sure. 2023 has been a pretty big year for us. One of the main things we did was to focus on the barn and some additional repair work that was needed there. We put new doors on the barn, and we also did a lot of work in the inside where the stalls are starting to get kind of wacky jawed, is my word for it. We had to put new doors and hinges on some of the stalls. And we've been working to get a contract underway to do some work on the side shed as well. And then in addition, we did some additional work at the wildflower meadow. We put two really cool benches inside the center of the meadow where we provided the path, and that turned out to be really nice. And then finally, we did two landscaping islands in front of the new restroom. Everybody loves the new restroom, but it just needed some prettying up a little bit. So we planted trees and we planted some shrubs that we're looking forward to seeing come out and be beautiful for us this year.
Awesome. I'm glad that you guys are making the progress that you are. It's great to see.
Well, we sure do appreciate all of our volunteers and supporters. It is a labor of love, but because we have so many people supporting it, it makes it a really fun labor of love.
All right, Linda. Well, before we go, one more time, give out your website information as well as where people can sign up for membership and sponsorship, and any Facebook, Instagram, any social media.
Okay, sure will. We do have a Facebook page, and it's Harrison Park LJ. And we post a lot of photos and things about our events there. But almost everything else you can find on our website, which is Friends of Harrison Park. And you can go there and check out events. That's where you can sign up for any of our events. And you could also become a member or make a donation straight from that website. And if you're just kind of interested in some of the things we've done in the past, we are building blogs there on the website. So you should be able to find out a little bit more about some of the things that we've done in the past.
Awesome. Thank you, Linda, for being on with me today.
I'm happy to, and enjoyed it.
And that's going to do it for this episode of the Pick LJ podcast. Be sure to check us out on our website, wljaradio.com, so you can hear this episode and all previous episodes. As well, check us out on some of your favorite streaming services like Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcast, and Podbean. Remember, you'll hear this episode on Thursdays in the 5 o'clock news hour on WLJA FM 101.1. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back again next week.
This has been Pick LJ Podcast. To find out more about everything Gilmer County, visit GilmerChamber.com or visit the Gilmer Chamber Welcome Centers at 696 First Avenue East LJ or 10 Broad Street in LJ.